Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, with Black Trey and Big Jerv. We got a great show for you guys today. But first, www.patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go. Become a Patreon. Unlock all types of extra access content. The overflow episodes for Bomb, the OG show, the Cinephobe watch-alongs, the Cinephobe special edition episodes, a new Cinephobe thing that we launched recently, which is the extended cold opens. If you've been listening to Cinephobe for a while, you've seen the episodes go from an hour and a half to 2 hours long. That's because we talk about so much side shit. And so now, instead of just dumping it on the cutting room floor, Maze is taking those long conversations and putting them into a separate pod that appears only for the Patreons. You don't want to miss it. It's good, fun stuff. Also, watch alongs for the NBA games, access to Discord. There's so much stuff. Become a Patreon right now, patreon.com/countthedings. And for a couple of bucks a month, you can unlock all this extra access. All right.
Amin, you know, we didn't get the pod last week because we were in Las Vegas and we experienced the NBA in-season tournament for the very first time. This is the first of its kind. Amin, how was your experience with the NBA in-season tournament and also Vegas?
I loved it. I thought it was really well done for short notice to put it together, make it feel like an event. Walking up to the arena, outside the arena, they had the two stages, the stage where they were doing inside the NBA and countdown, and then the other stage where they had a DJ and where Nelly and TLC performed exactly one song apiece. Don't know why that was a decision.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the versus.
All we had in the budget. I guess that's all we had in the budget. All right. But there was a great crowd outside. Go inside. It was a decent crowd on the inside. And then I want to give a shout out to everyone from Threads and from Meta who were very hospitable. They had the brunch. They had the suite. We were all up in there for all that stuff. And I'm really, you know, I've been using Threads more since last week. I'm liking it. It's got, you know, there's some adjustment I got to get to, but I'm really fucking with it. The only thing I don't understand, I'm not a complainer. It's not a complaint, but I don't understand.
This is feedback, by the way.
There's a lot of beautiful people that are coming up in my timeline. Like, I don't remember following you. I'm not arguing. I'm fine with it, but I'm just like, yo, where did this come from?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who is this? Why is she here? Yes. I don't know. I guess I don't know how the algorithm is working. Is it drawn off of Instagram?
It is drawn off Instagram.
Okay.
So if you've been spending a little extra time looking at something, you're going to be fed something else. Yeah, man, like piggybacking off what you said, I thought Vegas was cool. I'm not really a Vegas person, but I got a chance to catch the games. You know what I mean? Hospitality from Meta and Whistle Sports. You know what I mean? Had your boy laid, mm-hmm. like, you know what I mean, put up. And then also, you know, we got a chance to watch the game in a suite. A bunch of the NBA homies. Waz, Amin, Sean. We got to meet the head of Instagram, which was pretty cool, too.
Yeah, that was dope for real. For sure.
Then we went to the brunch. I call it the Hoops Rock Nation brunch. Shout out to Boardroom and Meta for putting that together. That was cool.
I posted the picture the other day, man. I didn't know it was captured on film, man. Freaking Cameron.
Yeah.
So Cameron coming up to me because what happened was, so that weekend they had just announced that Mark Jackson got his new podcast through Cameron's show, through their imprint or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was with my guy, Dave, who's friends with Mark, really close mm-hmm. friends with Mark. Like he's been around this, you know, the NBA scene for years or whatever. So I'm talking to Dave, and Dave sees Cam. He said he called Cam over to like thank him, basically, because Cam was with Rich Kleiman. He thanked him for like, yo, because, you know, Mark's been through some tough stuff the last mm-hmm. couple of months that, I think we would all agree that's fucked up. It don't need to be like that. But so then Cam look up, and he see me. He's like, oh, you just trying to hide? Like, you ain't going to say nothing? I was like, nah, man, I didn't want to interrupt. But it's like, it tripped me out, man, yo.
I mean, did you ever meet Cam before prior to this?
Met him once during Nuggets Suns in the playoffs last year. And yeah. I said, what's up to him. I
told you about that when he was coming to the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he's coming to the game. So I went and I went up to them after the game, him and Mace, and I dapped them up. And like Cam was about to say something. Like he looked at me like, yo. And then like someone of these niggas comes up, like, yo, we got to flick it up. And one of these niggas came with his phone out. And then like, you know how it is. Shit just got kind of like blown away. So I was like, all right, whatever, man. Maybe he was just going to say whatever. Cause you know, I'll be shouting him out. Maybe he was just going to say thank you, whatever. But then like I see him at the brunch and he's like, yo, man, I fuck with you heavy. I was like, oh shit. And I talked to his man Tito. Tito's like, yo, we watch you every day. So I was like, well, shit, man. And he's like, when are you going to come on the show? I was like, come on the show? What are you talking about, man? Like, that's weird. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I would want to go on the show. Like, part of me wants to go because I want to.
No, you got to do it. Because if you don't do it, then you allow me to do it because I'll definitely do it. But, you know what I'm saying? I got a chance to meet Cam. And I told him pause before I introduced myself just because I didn't want to look like a groupie. And then I also told him, you know what I mean? Like that, yo, I really fuck with what they got going, and you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is, no pun. Sean, you know, our man Sean, he had me dying.
Yo, this nigga, yo, Jerv, this nigga had a hat on.
Nigga had a brimless hat, nigga, a brimless snapback. Oh,
it literally looked like, hold on, I gotta imagine if, like, this is his hat like this, and then when you turn it around, this part doesn't exist.
It was just a hat. Yeah,
there's no brim, but it's shaped like a baseball hat.
His outfit was good. I don't give him credit.
He was dressed regularly. He didn't have no Michael Jackson shoes on. His pants were of a decent variety, but the hat and so me and Trey Klein and this thing are gonna grab random women. What do you think of my hat? And they all got to do like the polite, like, I don't know this nigga, so I don't want to roast them.
No, the craziest shit. Tell him what I said. I said, hey, is this a stupid fucking hat? and the girl was like, and one woman was like, yeah, it's stupid. Another girl was like, yeah, it's stupid. The last one. And me and Amina just waiting on her to just like validate our shit. And she says, well, I was like, you don't have to worry about if he gets mad or not. Like, just tell him it's a stupid fucking hat. Yeah. It has no brim. It's a fucking snapback and air coming through the front. Like, it's pissing me off. Like, it was very...
I thought it was like a Scully at first. And then, like, he turned around and I saw the snapback. And I was like, what? the fuck is going on here, man?
Yeah, but
yo, he posted something on his story today with that hat on, and I said, take that dumbass hat off, not this hat again.
Yeah, the hat was really silly, man.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
But yeah, no, it was super cool. Got to hang out with Josiah and a few other creators and stuff like that. And, you know, hopefully we see each other in All-Star in Indiana, but it was definitely a fun experience. That was it. But the NBA did a good job at how they, you know, how they presented it. And I think it's only going to be bigger and better next year. And Vegas is also turning into like the sports capital of the United States. Like that shit got everything you need. They just opened up a Fountain Blue too.
It's just a matter of time, right? For like an NBA team, right? Because that's the only thing that's not there now, right? Yeah.
Look at that stupid ass hat.
Look at that hat. That hat is ridiculous, man.
It barely fit on his head.
That's the other part. Like it shit was hanging on for dear life.
That motherfucker looked like it was like somebody squeezed his head like this.
Dog, when he put that hat on, he definitely thought he was killing it too.
That's the part I think is the most annoying is the confidence. This nigga swears like, oh, I'm about to kill him with this one. It's what I imagine Cam Newton must be like.
To be fair, I can't co-sign a lot of women was feeling it. It was a very Vegas fit. Like Vegas is one of those things where you overdress if you about to go somewhere, right? You either gonna have a lot of shit on or you're not gonna have a lot of nothing on, right? And in this particular situation, we went relaxed. We had t-shirt, jeans. Kept it as simple as possible. But this nigga dressed like a deacon. And he and that motherfucker just walking around, suited and
booted. Like a deacon on his day off, right?
And a lot of people.
To let them know, you know how the deacon be like, you know, I don't just dress up for the pulpit, for the church, for the service.
This is a lifestyle.
How I am 24/7. It's a lifestyle. But this is my casual fit versus that's exactly how that nigga dressed.
That nigga was walking around. He was getting compliments. I will give him that. And then it was just really annoying.
I didn't see none of this.
I was walking with him, so I had to give him his props about it. But it was so funny because like he kept thanking me. I got a chance to tell Rich Paul why he was lying on Shannon Sharpe's show about his jumper.
The shooter.
Because me and Rich played ball together. And then also I wished him good success. He's just now they're in baseball now. Sports agency acquired an agency, so they're going to be doing that.
Nice. Which is,
you know, going leading that way. Rich, you know, shout out to Rich putting on a great event. Boardroom's doing very, very well.
Oh, climbing.
There. Yep.
Yeah.
And then, you know, me and Amin, we took very good. very good group photos. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, our group photo got used so many times on so many people accounts, the boardroom account, yep, the threads account, all the people involved.
I even took a picture of a meme. What was you holding up? What was it? The photo I took.
The menu.
Oh, the menu.
The menu of drinks.
I took some great pictures. So, I mean, if you back on the dating profile, you got to use that picture.
I got to use that one?
That was a good one.
I got to use that one. Hey, Jeff, the pic that blew up, it was me, Trey, Roz, Lexi Brown. Who else was there? Was Andrea in that one? Andrea from Boardroom?
Yep, Andrea. And then I can't even think of bro's name right now.
Oh, Omar.
Omar, no disrespect.
Omar from Meta, right?
Yeah.
You were Meta or Boardroom? Yeah. So I mean, it was a fun little picture. It was supposed, like, Asia Wilson was out there, Sabrina Ionescu was out there. Like, it's crazy because it wasn't.
I mean, his favorite player, by the way, Asia, if you're listening.
Oh, Asia Wilson, yeah. I thought you said Miles Turner. I was like, Miles Turner.
Nah.
Miles Turner was upset at the Miles Turner.
Hey, it was funny because I was talking to Asia and I was like, the nigga mean was like, damn, I should have told him it was my kid's favorite player.
Yeah. Yeah. It's real, man. Like, I was like, you know, that's the first time I've had that situation where I'm like, oh man, I gotta say that. But then I'm like, nah, I don't, because
we gotta get Jerv to them events, but I feel like Jerv will fucking fall asleep or some shit. Like, I don't know. Not at the event, but like I'm talking about, like trying to hang. Because afterwards, I was tired. No, when I tell you I was tired, Jer, I was so fucking tired.
I went straight. You know, I went straight that day, Trey. I got there at 1 o'clock. The event started at 12. I got there a little bit before 1 o'clock. Went all through that. Got out of that. Went to, I don't even know if it's lunch or dinner. Some of the other homies from Threads, drank at that, left that, went to the bar because I had to go see Andrea because I had seen her briefly over there, and she and her husband were over here at the bar. So said, I'm gonna come through, we're gonna do a shot. So did a shot with her there, then went, drank with some more people at another bar, then from there went and met you at the next thing, the darts thing. Drank through that, left, went to the casino, drank and gambled, won, by the way. Won. This is one of my most amazing. No, I was down bad. And then I walked away up 500 and I was like, I'm good right now. I was down thousands of dollars.
That's crazy. I feel like you had like a great week though. You and Sean had like a really good week that week.
My Friday was off the chain.
Yeah. Because I was telling him, I was like, hey, bro. He's like, oh, I got to get this pizza. I'm like, why are you spending money? Just come on. Just come with me. Then it's the get here.
Where was it?
And I was getting so frustrated. You was in the arena. That was Friday.
In the arena.
First day of the suite.
Thursday.
That was Thursday. Okay. I'm like, yo, just pull up. We're going to have a good time. Don't trip. And it constantly went that way. Even when you walked in, the first thing you did was go straight to the bar. Got your little drinks. And then we had a good time through there. I was just chilling. But
what's your drinking choice now? I mean,
it's whatever is available. At that point, there was two options.
Okay.
It was Tito's and Casamigos. I went with the Tito's.
You would have been off me. I was walking around with red wine.
I did do Casamigos shots though, so
a little bit of B.
Yeah. All right. So again, www.patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in, getting all that extra content. For Big Jer, for Black Trey, it's Amin telling you to stay black, motherfuckers.